Palestinians and Israelis begin a tenuous process of indirect peace talks, I can't help but think about the words of Pope John Paul II when he referred to peace in the Middle East, and particularly the role that forgiveness must play for any peace to take hold there. The head of the Catholic Church in Jerusalem, the Latin patriarch Fuad Twal, says Muslims and Jews in the Holy Land can learn from the importance of forgiveness in Christianity. But education, too, is essential for peace.
Well, for us Christians, Catholic, we ask forgiveness many times a day. Each time that we pray to our Father who art in heaven, we ask Him to forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And we say this prayer many times daily. The forgiveness is an element of our life, of our religion. I think others are afraid from forgiveness. The Shoah itself, the Yad Vashem itself, it is not done for forgiveness or to forget. It is done to remind people of this crime, of this very sad, very dramatic situation. And they nourish that. Yeah, they will never pray our Father in Yad Vashem, because we are asking forgiveness from God as we are forgiveness to other people. In Yad Vashem, there is no place for forgiveness.
And of course, we have to remember the words of Pope John Paul II in regards to the Holy Land, when he said there can be no peace without justice and no justice without forgiveness.
We need to have this peace in the Middle East. We have to have more trust from each other, forgiveness from each other. I think we need a conversion. We need to change our mind, our speech, our mentality, to look the other as a brother and not always as an enemy, which supposes forgiveness and pardon and trust, more trust. The lack of peace is going together now with the lack of trust. The existence of so many walls between people and countries, it is a sign more that we do not trust each other and we are afraid from each other. With a wall separating us means I don't want to know anything from the other partner. And in this case, I don't see any sign of peace with the wall. We cannot shake hand from over the wall to the other, to your neighbor. If you want to shake hand and to dialogue, you have to cancel all these walls. The wall that we can see, and the walls of hatred, of ignorance, of misunderstanding, and so on and so on. We need to go back to the gospel, to go back to God. We need to go back to our conversion, real conversion of heart, of mentality, and see in the others a friend, a brother, not only an enemy.
Of course, you're talking about the wall, which has really eliminated so many chances, possibilities for Israelis, Jewish, and Arab Muslims and Christians to shake hands, to talk to each other, to shop together, or at least in the same places. So there is no dialogue on those levels anymore. But another way, it seems to me, of creating trust and understanding would be through the educational system. One thing that has been very disturbing, I know many of the Catholic clergy in the Holy Land are concerned about, the fact that some of these young yeshiva students have been spitting on some of the Christian clergy. It seems to me that this is a question of how these young people are what they're learning about Christianity in their schools. What can you tell me about the educational system in Jewish schools, in Arab schools? Is there some sort of a program aimed at creating greater understanding amongst these different populations?
Yeah. We have in the Holy Land what we call Council of Interfaith Institutions, where we are only religious leaders, Jews, Muslims, and Christians. And I remember that the last meeting we had in Jerusalem, we took a theme, an argument, to study all the books of catechism that all of us have and to see what these books teach to the children, whether they teach more consideration, respect, and collaboration, or whether they teach hatred and ignorance. And the program was, we sponsored some expert people, knowing very well the Hebrew and the Arabic, to study these books from the beginning till the end. And I remember that in next June must be the last meeting, and we hope to meet with the two ministers of education, the Muslim one and the Jewish one in Israel, and to say to them, look what the books are teaching. If really you want collaboration and peace and respect and justice, first of all, we need more education. You have to counsel to make a revision for these books, to change the books. That's the program that we already started. But we know that the education is the most important thing that we need. Last time we have been in the President House Press for the new year, and within the program they presented 12 very young girls studying in the same school of Catholic school in Haifa, and the young girls, lovely girls, there were Jews and Muslims and the Christians, and this group of young girls, they sang something for peace, for in Hebrew, in Arabic, and in English. And I remember I asked the President Peres whether he can distinguish between these young girls, who is the Jewish and the Muslims and the Christians. They were the same, 12, 13 years, lovely young people, the same. They could be our daughters, our nieces, our. It was okay, no problem. And I said to the President, if these young people, the fact that they play together and study together and eat together, it is the best dialogue of life that we can have. And if these young people could live together, study together, play together, why we don't, we big people, adult people, why we cannot do that? He said, you are right, and that's we give more importance to that.
You said you had a commission which has been studying the texts in Israel. Have you any preliminary findings so far?
I don't know really what they found. For sure they found something bad, teaching things against each other, I am sure. They didn't took our Christian books. They knew that we are calling for more charity and pardon. They took the Muslim books and the Israeli books. And for sure, they have to change these books. I am sure about that.
Now, you're talking about the Arabic and the Hebrew books in the State of Israel.
Yeah.
What about outside? I mean, you're, after all, the patriarch of the Catholics outside of the State of Israel, in the Palestinian territories, too.
Well, it is already big, great, if we can change the books of the Israeli and the Muslims in Palestine. Let us start with one point, yeah? At that, we have to start in something, yeah? It is okay. And if we can arrange and make a revision for the books in Palestine, we can make them in Jordan and so on in the other countries.
The Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Fuad Twal.